Summer? Ain't none?
So we're looking at your decision coming here as opposed to Baltimore, going back home to Maryland. What went into that decision?
It was a few things that, you know, I had called, but I had to figure out what was best for me at the time, and that was here. You know, this organization, I feel like it's headed in the right direction. Has a great young quarterback, great leadership in Coach Peterson and Howie. And also, you know, it's been a lot of interest for a while. I'm very comfortable with Joe Douglas and Andy, and I know that, you know, they have my back. And so having that kind of comfort level and knowing that this is a team that's, I don't want to say they courted me, but I know they've had interest in me for a while. I want to be a part of it. And there's something, some potential here to build something special, and I want to be a part of that.
These past 2 years, why wasn't the production what it was this first
year? There was a lot of reasons for it, but only one reason I can control, so I'll just say me. But I'll just tell you this, I haven't lost a step, and I can still play, so don't be surprised.
Torrey, two head coaches.
But you watch the quarterback play a team here.
Absolutely. I mean, you watch, we all watch games, you know. You have an advantage on the West Coast because, everyone's playing all early and you're still kind of relaxing. So, I watched, you know, Carson play from a distance, and you can see that he has that it factor. And obviously he's still young, so he's not perfect, but, I know that he has the potential to get it done. And to be able to play with a guy like that and also grow with him and help him in other ways, I'm looking forward to it.
What's it been like for you, two head coaches in 2 years, now you're moving on to a third? What is it demanded of you as a receiver?
I don't think it really changed anything in the demand of me because my job is the same regardless of who's the coach, who's the quarterback. But, I mean, I still, even though things didn't work out on the field playing-wise, I have all the respect in the world for my last two head coaches and also the 49ers organization. So you'll never hear me say anything bad about it. The only thing that was tough was football, and I mean that's kind of easy to see from the outside in, but it's a great organization. I wish them the best of luck, and I know they're headed in the right direction now, but I'm just really focused on trying to get back on track here and, you know, help bring a championship to this city.
Did you have any indication that Alshon was going to sign here, and what do you think about playing opposite him?
Top secret information. Now, other side, when I came here and I knew that I was coming here, you know, I had the opportunity to talk to Howard for a second, and, you know, he mentioned that was a possibility, and, you know, I was hoping, like, man, I hope when I leave here I see my phone with some Twitter alerts about Alshon, because, man, he can ball.
You said you haven't lost a step. This team in particular has had trouble finding receivers downfield to throw to. Are you still as fast as you once were, and can you be that guy?
Absolutely. You want to race, we can go do it. No, all jokes aside, I can still run. I definitely haven't lost a step. I think because I was a part of an organization before in Baltimore that we had a lot of success early, that people think I'm super old, but I was really young when that was happening. I'm only 28. I just turned 28 in January, so I take good care of my body, and, you know, I'm ready to roll. And I know that there's a lot of talent here already, and Matthews and Aguilar and those guys, so I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, I fit in, you know, as well as with Alshon.
Is there a real hunger, almost a chip on your shoulder to kind of reprove yourself in this league?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's a matter of reproving myself because even though we were struggling, I knew I had the respect of the defense based on certain coverages and based on the fact that I always had the number one corner on me. So that was understood. I know I had the respect there, but the respect to me comes in winning. And, you know, the individual things that happen, that's going to happen if I just do my job and fit in with the team. But I'm more concerned with winning and how I can help this team win. And that's going to happen.
You saw this in Baltimore, probably more so than San Francisco. But, like, how important is it to have, like, veteran wide receivers, you know, especially with a group like the Eagles, you know, guys who've only been, you know, here 2-3 years, if that?
It's very important. I think for myself, I've been lucky than most young guys in this league because I play with Anquan Boldin and Steve Smith, you know, two guys who are Hall of Famers in my book. And one thing from those guys, they always taught me that, you know, you give everything you know knowledge-wise so that that person that you're competing with can take your spot, but you work hard so that it doesn't happen. And that's the way I feel being brought in as the quote-unquote veteran guy, one of the veteran guys on the team. You know, I have to make sure that I'm being a good leader. I'm leading by example and, you know, just helping them try to play to the best of their abilities. But while I'm also, you know, doing my job and, you know, trying to make plays and help this team win.
You mentioned Joe Douglas having your back. Let's describe your relationship with
him. Yeah, man. Joe and Andy, I've known them since, I guess, since really college. I remember seeing those guys on the field and, you know, the relationship in Baltimore, you know, they were obviously responsible for scouting me and helping me come to that organization. So, I mean, I trust them. You know, whether I'm right or wrong, I know they're going to tell me. I know they're going to be honest. And that means a lot. So I know that for me to be here, obviously they were speaking up on my behalf and knowing what I can do and seeing what was happening. So I know that I kind of feel a little bit of pressure that way. Not, I guess, pressure really isn't the right word. I feel like I need to make sure that I got to prove them right because they did speak up for me, and I plan on doing that.
So, were you more comfortable to have Joe and Andy here? You've known them for so long after things didn't quite work out as you expected?
It definitely makes you more comfortable being here, but it also makes you comfortable knowing that the organization itself is going in the right direction and they're building on something special. So, obviously, they're a major reason why I came here, but I can see from the outside in, and those two being here kind of helped confirm it for me.
Torrey, were you at Maryland with Nolan Carroll?
Yes, sir.
Who's faster?
Me? You kidding? Nolan, I'll argue with you about that because Nolan can run, let me tell you, but yeah, I'm telling me. He can argue about that. He'll probably tweet me or text me in a little while.
Torrey, you were targeted just 103 times last 2 years. That had to be terribly frustrating after the way you got the ball thrown to you a lot in Baltimore.
Yes, that was pretty frustrating when you're used to being involved a lot. But a lot of things go into that, you know. Sometimes the ball just doesn't come your way. And, you know, obviously I was used to that probably being one whole season for me back when I was in Baltimore, and that was two seasons in San Francisco. But it wasn't the end of the world. You know, I learned a lot from it. I probably grew as a player due to those frustrations. Experiencing that type of failure because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And there was times where I didn't play the way I needed to play. And I take full responsibility for all of that. But it helped me be better, you know, while I'm sitting here talking to you now. So, you know, I'll be ready for whatever comes my way.
At the trade deadline last year, did you think Philly was a possibility for you? And how long has this interest been?
I knew it could have been a slight possibility, but my focus was on the 49ers and trying to help the 49ers win. I knew it could have been a slight possibility.
After that last year, did you start paying more attention to what was going on with this team and the opportunity to play?
No, I watch everything. You watch every team. That's just as a fan of the game. You know, you kind of see what's going on. And as players, you like to see what's happening with other people as well. But I knew from the outside in that they had some good things going on here.
Spoke to Carson yet?
Yes, I've texted with Carson. Seems like a cool dude. I'm looking forward to meeting them in person and getting with them as well as the other guys. I met Jordan Matthews. He's in there working out. We actually played for the same offensive coordinator who was his head coach, but my coordinator in college, so I know he's a great guy. Just looking forward to meeting the rest of the receivers and the team.
Plans to work out for April. Will you partake in that?
Nothing crazy happens, you know, I'll be there. Because I'm close. Right now I'm staying in Baltimore. So that's why I've been able to be here 2 days in a row just by driving back and forth. But I'll definitely be there, you know, as long as the schedule permits and there's nothing crazy my wife has going on.
As a follow-up to that, how do you see it working out with Alshon on one side, Jordan Matthews, Zach Ertz? How do you see it working out with you guys?
I see it working out well with everyone, you know, not just us, the guys that are here. You know, obviously we're brought in to help. We're brought in to help enhance the room, to make the receiver room be as good as it can be. So everyone's a part of that. So we bring competition to the room, and then we'll see what happens. And it's going to bring out the best in all of us, and it's necessary for all of us to have that type of competition and to work hard and try to be the best unit that we can be for, you know, from the outside looking in for this organization, for the type of work they're putting in and for this city. The more I've learned about it, I've seen all the love and all the hate that can happen too in this city, but I view that all as passion. And it's a place that's hungry. It's an organization that's hungry. And they're going to rely on us to go out there and make it happen.
Going back to after the 2014 season, Torrey, how difficult was it to leave Baltimore?
I mean, it was tough, but you just understand how the business goes. I mean, it was free agency. It wasn't like I was just going out there chasing money. I mean, they were kind of tight salary cap-wise, so I understood the business of it. And, you know, I was excited to go to San Francisco. They had just missed the playoffs, but I knew, again, it was a good organization, and they had some talent there. Obviously, the last couple of years, there's been some changes, but I have absolutely no regrets about my time in San Francisco. I have a lot of respect for that organization, the Yorks, and everyone there. And I'm still thankful for the opportunity that I had there. And I'm not bitter where I don't hope they succeed. I just hope they don't do better than us, you know. But I'm thankful for that. And, again, it may not have worked out on the field the way I planned or that we planned, but I'm just more so focused on what's now and where I am.
And you enjoyed playing Chip.
I love Chip. Chip was a great guy. Learned a lot from him. I know that might make some folks here mad, but, you know, I have nothing, you know, bad to say about Chip Kelly. I thought he was offensively. I thought, you know, things he did that worked very well. I just always think with anything, no disrespect to Coach Peterson, but I think it's a player's game. And sometimes, you know, as players, when we execute, that call seems like the greatest play in the world. And when we don't, everything's terrible. So I think it all goes together. But, yeah, I think Chip's a great guy, great coach.
You already been labeled simply a deep threat, but you do have the ability to catch the slant and take it to the house. How important is it for you to prove that you can still do that and you feel this is an ideal opportunity here to
continue? Yeah, I just think, you know, as long as an opportunity is on as good as you make it. So when the ball comes my way, I need to go out there and make it happen. Like I said, I know there's no issues with me physically. Thankfully, I'm healthy. I'm good to go. And, you know, I can still roll. So I'm looking forward to making those plays that I've made in the past. It's been on a two-year break. But we'll be right back at it.
You had a pretty serious concussion late last year, Torrey. How long did it take till you felt completely normal again?
We'd have went to the playoffs. I probably would have been able to play. But Fergie and the 49ers staff did a good job of keeping me from me and keeping things slow because, I mean, we knew we weren't going to make the playoffs, so there's probably no reason to risk it there. But I appreciate the way, you know, they care for me in that situation because head injuries are no joke.
That was like only the second one you'd ever had, right?
Yeah, the other one, they just had to put that down. I don't even think that was a concussion.
Coming back to
this close relative. It was pretty cool to come back here. Specifically to this organization because two of my most important coaches, Steve Swope, you know, from now Colonial Beach, and Patrick Fry, who's from right across the bridge in Jersey, coached me when I was younger and coached me when I was in middle school. They were Eagles fans, and they used to drill that in my head, like, long before, you know, I knew it was a possibility to even play here. And so now that I know I'll be representing them and their families, it's pretty cool. And my wife's from Conshohocken, which is, 30, 40 minutes from here. So all her family's going crazy yesterday, you know, when I told them what was going on. So it's pretty cool to be around, you know, family and friends. But I'm here to play ball, and I'll see them, you know, here and way after football. So my concern is all on here.
You didn't get a huge guarantee in this deal. How do you feel about that?
Say again?
You didn't get a huge guarantee in this deal.
Because I'll make the team. So there's no worries about that.
Did you learn from Steve Smith and Anquan Boldin about how to, you know,
You just have to take care of your body. I think as a professional, like, that's your job. Your body's your tool. If your body isn't, if you aren't taking care of business there, how can you perform? And so I take a lot of pride in that. It helps that I'm not holier than thou by any means, but I don't drink or smoke. So it's not too many things that I put into my body that can harm it. I just try to be disciplined. I do like fried food, though, so I'm not going to act like I'm the super eat freak. But, you know, I try to take care of my body, try to make the right decisions because I know that, you know, the healthier I am, the more I benefit this team.
Thank you.